There's been more unrest in America, with more than 70 cities bracing for another night of violent clashes. Curfews are now being enforced by the National Guard in a blunt attempt to stamp out the riots. The president is blaming his political opponents, promising to declare the militant leftist group Antifa a terrorist organisation. North America correspondent David Lipson has more.
In a quiet suburban street in Minneapolis.
Look at this.
A woman films an army Hummer rolling past, followed by a troop of military police in riot gear enforcing curfew.
Get inside! Get in your house now! Let's go!
From the shelter of her front porch, she keeps filming, then...
Light them up!
Light them up, he says.
Get in the house!
Before the woman is peppered with paintballs.
Get in, get in, get in, get in, get in, get in!
Many streets in America have taken on a dystopian edge as rioting continues in the midst of a pandemic.
What we're calling for right now is peace.
That's Mayor Melvin Carter from St. Paul, Minnesota, one of the dozens of public figures trying to quell the fury sparked by the death of a black man at the hands of Minneapolis police.
When you have four officers in the video, all responsible for the taking of George Floyd's life, it points to a culture of normalized, a culture that's accepted.
White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien doesn't believe police racism is systemic.
I think 99.9% of our law enforcement officers are great Americans, but you know what? There are some bad apples in there.
But he's in no doubt the police treatment of George Floyd was an outrage.
And I can't imagine that they won't be charged. I don't want to prejudge anything, but what we saw was horrific. And to have stood by and allowed that to happen is that just shows a lack of humanity.
Protests have erupted in more than 75 cities. More than 25 of them have imposed curfews. The riots have grown in scope and grievances in a nation where the bottom 40% own less than 0.3% of its wealth. Broader issues of inequality are coming into focus, scrawled as graffiti across downtown businesses. The president is tweeting up a storm, blaming the left, the lamestream media, and attacking Democrat governors for failure to maintain law and order. And he's promised to designate the militant leftist group Antifa as a terrorist organisation.
He is making it worse.
That's Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms.
He should just stop talking. This is like Charlottesville all over again. He speaks and he makes it worse. There are times when you should just be quiet, and I wish that he would just be quiet.
That's unlikely. The president has praised the National Guard for its efforts to quell the riots and urged other states, too, to use military boots to stamp out any further unrest. This is David Lipson in Washington for AM.